Greetings and Nyawiskenagagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabey, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. So for this next hour, whatever it is that you may be doing, enjoy yourself, enjoy the music, enjoy the chat. And if you know the tunes, by all means, turn it up and sing along. Nicholas Gallinan, Klingon and Unungak. He's all over the internet these days, and today he's joining me on Gyno. He's quite possibly one of the most important artists presently on the proverbial scene. Living in Sitka, Alaska, he's a constant force of creativity. If he's not helping indigenous nations reclaim stolen lands, he's building a canoe or co-hosting a cooking show with his partner Merritt Johnson. His mixed media work is represented by Peter Blum Gallery in Lower Manhattan. Musically, he's recorded as Silver Jackson and Indian Agent. His newest band is Yahtzeen, which means Be Alive in Klingon. They released their first album, Indian Yard, April 30th, and it's also their debut for Sub Pop Records in Seattle. I'll be chatting it up with Nick and longtime collaborator OC Notes in just a few, but in the meantime, here's a ditty to help you along your way. Indian Yard's opening track, Asaranodan Nangani Ganotan. You ought to sing along with this one. It's Knives, featuring Portugal the Man. You're listening to Gyno. Knives featuring Portugal the Man from Nick Galanin's brand new project. The band's name's Yatsin. The album's called Indian Yard. I am joined on the line with this incredible mixed media artist. You've seen his work without probably even realizing it if you're following what's going on with the modern indigenous art movement. Now, needless to say, we're not here to talk about his canvas or talk about his sculptures. We're here to talk about his music. Good day to you, Nick. How you doing?
I'm good. Really great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining me on the line. In addition, I also have a major contributor and a collaborator on this project. Him and Nick have been working together a long time. He's a prolific DJ. He's was working for a number of years as the host of Sunday Soul on KXP out of Seattle. He has his own independent thing going on. He works with Shabazz Palaces, and also an incredible honor to be able to chat with today, OC Notes. How you doing today, OC?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be on the radio with you, man.
I appreciate you both taking a little bit of time to talk about this incredible album. It might be a little too soon to say right now, but it's certainly my album of the year so far. It's going to be a hard one to break. The bar is set so high. You guys are great working together. You bring in some heavy-hitting collaborators. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't feel like we have too much time for a lot of introductions, because I want to pick both your brains as much as I can while I do have you. So I guess first and foremost, let's start with Knives. It features Portugal the Man. Nick, tell me just a little bit about your relationship with the fellas from Portugal.
Portugal the Man. I used to throw a music festival here in Sitka, my community, and for years everyone was saying, oh, you gotta bring Portugal down. You got to meet Portugal. And, you know, I think we had some early email exchanges way back. And then we just never really aligned until recently. John Gurley reached out to me a few years ago. And it was when I pulled my work out of the Whitney Biennial in the protest of candors and tear gas, amongst other things, on the board there. So John reached out, and you know, we've been in touch ever since. So around that time, we were recording this album, and John and I were just always exchanging, whether it was ideas or music, and this collaboration hit, man.
It works well. This is another fantastic match that really sets the tone for what people hear for the next 45 minutes. You know, it's an incredible way to start the album. Listeners, there are a couple music videos for this. There's a lyric video that Nick directed. You got to go check that out. And there's also an excellent claymation video. Very mystical. It involves caves and stones and Indians as well. It's a whole lot of fun. You got to go check both of those out. Now, as I was just mentioning, this is only one of the major collaborations on this album. And as we do get ready to, I guess, get back into this next block, because we do have a lot to talk about today, we're going to start with a track that features both OC and Nick on that songwriting credit. OC, I was wondering if you could tell listeners out there a little bit about your involvement with Yatsin and the Indian Yard album, and specifically the track that we're about to hear, Get Yourself Together.
Yeah, I've been collaborating with Nicky for a long time. I've been one of his, I'm going to say his biggest fan. I'm just going to say that. And jumped at any opportunity to rock with him. And so we did our first record, Indian Agent, and then we naturally just, you know, continued to work. We changed the name for this one. I love Alaska so much. I love Sitka. I love just all the culture up there. I love going to Nicky's house. So anytime I could go up there, I would. We just make music, you know? That's kind of how, it's just a natural process. It wasn't really even too much to think about. And then Get Yourself Together was just, you know, I was just up there strumming on the guitar, man. You know, I'm a funky cat. So I was just coming up with some funky stuff. And, you know, it just came together naturally, you know what I'm saying? And we had the group up there. We were vibing. Everybody was feeling good. And it's always nice when you do group vocals, you know what I mean? It's super fun. You know, I just had it. I had the song in my head. Like, I heard the background vocals. I wanted some, like, Motown-sounding background vocals, you know, some shoot-a-doops in them. You know, just a fun track. And it turned out better than I could have even imagined. But as far as Yatsin goes, all of us just vibing. It's hard to say, like, we didn't really do no super plan or nothing, you know what I mean? Naturally evolved into what it is.
I think that's what makes it as great as it actually is, you know. And I'm really excited for this next chapter in your musical collaborations. So at this time, we're going to get right back into the tunes. I have a lot of great music coming for listeners before this hour is up. In fact, before the hour's through, I got OC notes. I don't care about your movement until you start caring about native land. But in the meantime, some Raven Chacon. Also has some Raven Chacon. I have one from Leanne Simpson. And in this first block, Our Stories from Kachung, one from Pixik. And it's a track we were just talking about coming at you right now. Featuring OC Notes from Indian Yard. It's Yatins. Get yourself together today on Gyno.
Thank you. Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Stories. We cried and we laughed. Lessons from our history, but not of how we go back. 'Cause we strive to move forward, a vision of what we can be. Full is our circle, complete as you. Alaskans, my first Alaskans, my first Alaskans, I love you. Start this fire, but we kept it in the dark times. And you're mine, my first Alaskans, my first Alaskans, my first Alaskans.
Chung's Our Stories, winding down that block of great music on today's edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, it's your host, Brett Mabee, checking in with you. I am joined on the line with Nick Galanin and OC Notes, the two of the three major collaborators on this most excellent album, Indian Yard. It's their first project, recording under the name Yatsin. Let me just preface this next part of the conversation by talking a little bit about Ka Chung. Of course, he was also featured a couple of times throughout the album, including Get Yourself Together. And as soon as I heard that voice, that was one, I was like, I know that voice. That's the guy from Pamyoa. So I had to look it up and, this is it's an album that keeps getting better the more you listen along. You know, there's surprises at every corner. Let's talk about your collaboration. Of course, he's another guy from up in Nick's neck of the woods up in Alaska there. He's quite a force. Did he have a lot of influence in how you wanted to approach music, I guess, Nick?
You know, Kachung's like a brother, man. Like, every time we get together, it's like we're just like family. It's always a good time. Doesn't matter what we're about to like record. We know it's going to be interesting and fun, and we're just going to do whatever we're feeling at the moment, I suppose. And I brought Kachung through to the sessions when OC and Eric Blood were up here in the studio. I got a studio at home in Alaska. We just started moving through. You know, he's with Bumyuan. Those guys are incredible. Plus, nobody sings like Kachung, man. Like he's so talented. He's got soul. Like, he's something. He's just something else. I can't say enough about that cat right now. But yeah. Speaking of, we're gonna try to get him out here these next few weeks for a radio session, I think, because he's in Juneau now, which is great because he's a 20-minute plane ride away from. So
I can't wait to see the fruits of those activities as well, so I'm going to keep posted, and please definitely keep me in the loop about all of that. Now, this next question, I guess, is for either of you. OC, as you were mentioning, you guys have collaborated before, specifically on Indian Agent. In what ways does Yatin differ from that particular project?
I would say the first project was maybe a bit more experimental. I don't even know. Like, at the time, when I listened to the two, Yatin project is definitely huge. But I know one thing that I definitely, and we all definitely did have an intent on, that I can say now that I'm thinking about it, is we wanted to reach everybody. And we really wanted to make, I kept saying to these cats, man, we got to make some festival records, man, have these cats putting lighters in the air and hugging each other. You feel me? Like, and so we really pulled that off, man. You know what I'm saying? And so maybe that's the difference. Might be a little more accessible with the sound to a massive audience. It feels the same to me, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I think those things were definitely considered. I feel like sometimes when we enter these spaces, you know, we could present things certain ways, but we always have that backbone and that message that we carry into those places. No matter how it's dressed, no matter how it looks, no matter what it is, those are the foundations of, you know, who we are, what we do.
Of course, you guys are collaborating with Portugal the Man, Kachung, also Ishmael Butler of Shabazz Palaces. Now, as I was doing a little bit of prep work, I did notice that he's the A&R guy with Sub Pop. Of course, this is Yatin's first release for this huge major label. How instrumental was he in getting you signed, or did he have anything to do with that?
Actually called me up after Starry Skies Opened Eyes, you know, this about the time when JP, Jonathan Poneman, was talking about doing a project in the future. And, you know, that was news to Ish even. So he was like, oh, man, JP was talking about doing something. And, you know, so shout out to JP for supporting this project in the way he did.
Yeah,
but not that Ish wasn't supporting this in any means. He's on the album. He's always supporting everything that, you know, we're putting out in any way he can, I suppose. But I feel like it was nice to have this go through into this space through this channel with JP. Mm. Like, it was, you know, it's a natural thing. Yeah. And it came through in a good way. And Jonathan supported this project really well from the start of it, I suppose. So just been a joy working with all these cats.
We're going to get back into the tunes at this time. Now, we've already talked a little bit about Kachung. In fact, we're going to hear Back in That Time. It's the song kicking off this next block. In addition to that, there's a new music video coming up. I don't want to necessarily talk about that. We'll talk about that after hearing Raven Chacon's Black Streaked Humming, a single released back in 2007. At this time, turn it up and sing along with Back in That Time from Yatsin's Indian Yard. You're listening to Gyno.